Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, mate. First of all, Run For My Life, a great organisation that Dave and I have supported for many years here in Mackay, and certainly the founder of the organisation as well as a good friend of ours. Why are you so behind events like this and getting your word out?
Yeah, look, first of all, Vicky there at Run For My Life reached out a couple of months ago now about getting myself up to Mackay again and sharing my journey and my message of obviously mental health and bringing awareness to suicide. And these tiny or smaller charities in our communities are really inspiring. So if I'm able to get up and share my message and my journey to support these initiatives, I think it's a really important element for the community to get behind and bring awareness and obviously support to those that might be going through a tough time.
Now, when it comes to your personal journey, I mean, you would have seen the highs and lows in football. Yesterday was an anniversary of sorts for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was, yeah. So, I mean, I've been through, as you mentioned, my background's in AFL football, so I spent 4 years at the Carlton Football Club, and 11 years ago yesterday, I was pulled aside by Brett Ratton, who was my senior coach at the time, and told me that I'd be making my debut against Richmond right back in 2008, so...
We're sorry about that.
I know, right?
We won't hold that against you. We won't hold that against you.
Yeah, I know. But look, it's unfortunate that the boys aren't going too well last couple of years, but hopefully we can turn around with blokes like Kerno and Cripps. But look, it's a long year, and round one, the good thing is we haven't lost a game yet, so all Carlton fans are up and down.
All the one fan out there for Carlton, no kidding. Yeah, but I mean, that's probably a good testament as to, you know, having highs and lows in your career and in life as well. And it doesn't matter how professional you are, whether you're a footy player, a broadcaster, or just somebody who works at a local supermarket, we all feel the same feelings, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's important that the community really does understand that. I mean, tonight we sit back and we watch Richmond take on Carlton, the MCG, and, you know, I was one of those men, you know, 11 years ago. And at that time, 11 years ago on the MCG, I was really struggling with my depression as it was at the time. And it was a very frustrating and scary experience for a 19-year-old to be diagnosed with a mental health illness. But as you mentioned, all of us have been affected ourselves personally or someone close to us that we know has been affected by a mental health illness. And it is something that is very relevant in our communities today. And just because we're sports stars or your local business or whoever it is, people are touched by mental health.
Well, look, we're looking forward to April 5. It's 6:30 a.m. at Harrow Park Country Club. Get in touch with Joe Shanks and the team from Run For My Life. Mates, Jake Edwards, Outside the Locker Room, that's another really good resource there as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me. Thanks to the guys that Run For My Life.
Anytime, mate. Great word that you're spreading as well. Hey, Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol. We'll get to her in just a second here on Triple M.